morning, folks. Welcome to the Bargain Barn here on WXBC. It's the Tuesday edition of the show, and it's brought to us by our good friends at Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road in Hardinsburg. Christmas times are coming, and you know DeLois and the gang are getting ready for all those pretty wreaths and unique gifts, too. Happy St. Nicholas Day, Miss Terry.
Well, thank you. And I was at Down Home Florist yesterday looking at all the pretty things that DeLois has. And my goodness, that's the place to shop if you're wanting to do some decorating, because she's got lots of great stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great folks. We talk to them every week, and they're the sponsors of the show every Tuesday. Yeah, we got up this morning. There was candy and oranges in the shoes. So St. Nicholas Day officially underway.
Okay, well.
That's always fun.
Betty Sue Small stopped by.
And I've got,
you can see I got a whole plate full here.
She made candy corn, didn't she?
She did. She made our
caramel corn, yeah.
It's the, it tastes like kettle corn, but it's the caramel popcorn. And
it looks
she brings
great.
It every year. And oh, wow.
Thank
Two thumbs
Betty
up.
Sue.
If I had more thumbs, I'd give her more thumbs. It is delicious.
I'll eat that, and then I'll have to go down and see them and let Jane clean my teeth.
That's exactly, yeah. I'm over here going, okay, get that little piece out. No, it's delicious, and thank you so much. We love traditions that, you know, where folks come by every year without fail and bring us stuff, because it's nice not only to see them, but boy, do we enjoy the goodies. So keep them coming.
Absolutely. Great folks, we appreciate you. And we appreciate our sponsors at Down Home Florist. We'll call DeLois in a little bit and see what she's up to today. I bet they are in a Christmassy mood. So it's going to be
fun. Years and years ago, there was a gentleman that's white. Well, he was a volunteer at the hospital I was working at. And his wife would make what she called molasses puffs. It was like this airy molasses stuff that was a, you know, they were fabulous. If there's any of you ladies out there that know how to make these molasses puffs, if you would let me know, I'd just love to have that recipe.
I remember those.
They were real airy, though. Yeah. And once you started, you could not leave this candy alone. It was like, got to have more. But anyway, really good.
You know, it's been years since I've even thought about those things.
Oh, my gosh.
Used to around here, you know, this was sorghum country.
Yeah.
And a lot of sorghum was raised over where I live now. And up around Beulahville, I don't really remember it so much. But the Butler family down close to where I am, and then some other neighbors of mine, the Piles and a few more, the Starrets, I think they raised some sorghum at one time. It was big, and of course, all over the county, there was a lot of sorghum. I know the Paynes and McQuaidy are master sorghum makers, and I just don't see it much anymore. And then Hancock County, you know, the self-proclaimed sorghum capital of the world, I used to see a lot more molasses candies and things like that. But I bet you somebody, I guarantee you, Terry, somebody knows.
Well, I would love to have their recipe, so just give me a call or you'll get in touch with me, so and I'll jot it down.
Miss Terry would just be tickled.
Then
maybe she'll bring me some of them.
Hey, I would be glad
right.
If I can figure out how to make them, I'll bring them.
It's going to be good day. We've already talked about candy, and we're going to talk to DeLois. You can't beat that with a stick.
That's right. Both of them are sweet. All right. We ask that you limit your call to no more than 5 items and that the total call not go over $500. We don't take guns or any kind of businesses or personal ads. If you have something that's more than $500 or you don't have time to go to the phone, stop by the station, and for $3 a day, we'll put it on cash and carry. Our phone number is 270-756-1043 and 270-547-1043. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I've got a little restored miniature horse. He's Palomino paint, and he's broke real good and everything, and he's got a saddle and everything go with him. I think I'd like to have $450 for him, our best offer, and my number is 270-257-2056.
Give me your number again, please.
It's 270-257-2056.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I got a Charles Rocky horse. It's the big one, not the small ones, and it's real old. And I want $25 for it, and the number is 270-788-6994.
788-6994.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have a refrigerator and microwave for $50 for both. They're cream in color, and I got new appliances, so I don't need them anymore. The number to call is 270-668-2625.
668-2625.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The show again brought to us today by our good friends at Down Home Florist. Don't forget to check out our website, WXBC1043.com.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I have for sale split firewood. It's mostly oak, and it's $40 a rick. The number is 259-6472.
259-6472.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Bargain Barn brought to you by Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road. Stop by, check out some of the great decorations that you're going to find in the shop. And it's the place to go any time of the year, whether you've got a birthday, an anniversary, maybe you're just looking for a nice gift for somebody for no reason at all, and you'll find it at Down Home Florist. Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have a 52-inch ceiling fan, never even been opened. And I'll take 20 for it. And I have a large crock pot that I'll take 10 for. And my number is 270-617-2432.
617-2432.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I have a hospital bed that's fully electric, and I'm asking $200 for it. My phone number is 270-756-1043.
That's 756-1043.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you can give us a call on Bargain Barn at 756-1043 or 547-1043. Brought to you every Tuesday by Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road.
That's exactly right. Hey, don't forget to join Breckenridge County High School Fighting Tigers tonight as they travel to Hancock County. Coverage of this district matchup starts around 6:45, so they're heading down to take on the Hornets tonight, and we'll have it live for you. Also, don't forget Breckenridge County High School Band having their Christmas concert tonight, but wait, there's more. A chance for you to help the band. They are having a chili and soup supper that is coming up today in the BCHS Commons, 5:30 till 7 tonight. $6 gets you soup, chili, whatever, hot dog, drink, and dessert. They're going to have an auction, too. And then the band's annual Christmas concert coming up at 7 o'clock. So lots to do. Get out and enjoy yourself.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm looking for a desk. And I'm wanting a great big lockbox. And my number is 756-1458.
756-1458. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I've got some 15-inch, 16-inch, and 17-inch tires. Some of them fits a car or a van. Some of them fits four-wheel drives. They got half tread or a little better. And my number's 945-5803.
945-5803.
Thank you.
Thank you. Talk about Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road. I love snowmen. Everybody knows that. And you're going to find some cute ones over at Down Home Florist. She has one that plays some music and is a UK snowman. Also, some wreaths that are beautiful. And if you're looking for a wonderful Christmas gift, ask her about the lighted painted canvas pictures. They are so pretty. They've got the little tiny lights behind them, and that highlights kind of different parts of the picture. They're just beautiful, and they're priced to sell. You're going to just flip over them when you see them. Also, she's got her Christmas tree all decorated over there with the whole bunch of really neat ornaments, and those are all for sale. So all you got to do is pick out the ones that you like best, and that way you can take it home with you and hang it on your tree.
She'd love to see y'all this time of the year too. And you know, like Terry said, if you're having trouble, just it can ruin your whole Christmas season if you don't know what to get somebody.
Yeah,
it can aggravate you. It can get you out of the Christmas spirit. And there's no sense in that. Don't let that happen. Don't do that. go to Down Home Florist and let the Lois help you. They got stuff for guys.
Pocket knives,
and so much more. Oh, you know me. I have a pocket knife problem. I don't think it's a problem, but some other people might think it's a problem.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm just fine.
That's good. I hear we're going to get some really rough weather.
Well, we're going to have rain all morning, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'll wait and see what the rest of the day brings.
Yeah, I know. I was supposed to go to Louisville today, but I canceled because I have to ride one of them scooters.
Ah, okay.
Okay, let's see. We got John Wayne coffee cup or whatever you want to use in for 10. That's negotiable sum. We got the Johnny Cash Music Collection, Garth Brooks Music Collection, 50 a piece on them are negotiable. And also got a John Deere knife in a metal box. It's got combines on it. It's a beautiful knife. Asking, I want $10 for that. And then I've also got a big heavy-duty nice rocking chair for $250 negotiable. Give me a holler. And I'm looking for a bar stool that's got a back on it. It's in decent shape. Give me a holler at 422-3272.
422-3272.
You have a good day.
Thank you. We've got a couple of open phone lines. If you want to give us a call on the Bargain Barn, and the numbers again are 756-1043 and 547-1043. Tie in touch base with Delois Bell in just a minute and let her tell you about some of the beautiful things that they've got. They do have some really pretty and big live poinsettias over there. So if you would like to have one of those, be sure and let Delois know and she'll take care of you. And I think Paul's waiting to see if we can maybe get a hold of her. And in the meantime, I'll tell you a little bit more about some of the great things that they have. You can send stuff over to the school if you maybe you have a student that's having a birthday or something. They do have certain hours that they're allowed to deliver. So go ahead and place your order, and Delois will make sure it gets there when it's allowed to be delivered.
Speaking of Delois, we have her on the phone. Good morning.
How are you?
We're great. We're ready for old Santa Claus. What about you?
Well, yeah, it wouldn't hurt for him to come. But, you know, I'm not holding my breath on you, Paul.
Hey, I've been good. Well, I've been good at it.
At it. I know you're working at it, but, yeah, we'll wait and see.
I got candy in my shoes this morning, so I'm doing something right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who put them in your shoes?
St. Nicholas, of course.
St. Nicholas.
Yeah, today is the Feast of St. Nicholas, so yeah. We've always done that at my house. You leave your shoes out, and you might get a candy bar and an orange.
Uh-huh.
I did not get my orange. The kids did. I guess Krampus, who is St. Nicholas' sidekick, got my orange.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's his sidekick.
Yeah, he's the bad sidekick. He's the one with the switches.
Oh.
Good stuff. You. Good stuff.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? There's a lot of good tradition.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Now, at Jessica's house, they have an elf. And the elf does all sorts of crazy things during the night when Braden is sleeping, like taking all their underwear out of their drawers and hanging it on the Christmas tree, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's what their elf does.
That's what the elf does. What's the elf's name?
Oh, it's got a name, but I can't remember. Yeah.
I want to stay away from him.
You know, he gets into the popcorn and dumps it all over the counter and, you know, all sorts of crazy things. So he's a mischievous little elf.
Uh-oh. Kind of sounds like a... might be named Terry.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, Terry, you missed the hat when you was out here the other day. I have the neatest hat for a tree topper. Looks like the one that goes on a big snowman.
Oh, okay.
So you missed that.
I know I can't describe it. I'm hoping you can. You have a wreath there that is beautiful as far as the greenery, but it's all frosted looking.
Well, that's called flocked or snowed. And
okay.
It looks like it's all been snowed on, and I'm hoping we're not going to get that right away. But I understand you're calling for it.
I'm not.
You're not.
No. I'll blame that on the others.
Yeah, well, we can wait till January on that.
Uh-huh.
And then have about a half inch, and that's enough.
That would be fine with me, too.
Me, too. But these wreaths are really neat. Probably 30 years ago. The big item was flocked pine, and that's what this is. So so it has come back around, and it's really neat, and it, of course it's updated, so it's better than it used to be. But we have those in two sizes, and we have the flock pine to go with it, where we can make you an arrangement out of it if we need to. We got wreaths that are iced and snowed and sparkly and primitive. So, got all kinds of stuff going on out here.
And a whole string of garland that was really pretty that you've got hanging across the your doorway.
That's the mesh garland, and the deco mesh, they call it. And, yeah, it's pretty neat. It's about 9 feet long.
Yeah.
So it's a good size for your mantle, for around your door, whatever you'd like to do with it. And started to say we have garlands, but we don't. We're out of them now. So we're running down on things, and I know that sounds silly, but, you know, we're getting to that bracket now. We've got a few things left in this and a few things left in that, but we've got a whole lot of stuff left in other stuff. So we have a great deal of plaques if you'd like to come see them, lighted canvas, and they are going fairly fast. And you saw the, did you see the old country scene? Kind of looks like Currier and I's.
No, we were busy talking and looking at the, I think it was Cardinals or Redbirds. It was a bigger canvas that you turned the switch and it lit up. That was really pretty.
Yeah, looked like it was kind of snowing down through.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, I got a couple of those. Did you see the snowman on the wreath?
Oh, no.
His hands and legs are sticking out and head out from the wreath.
Oh, is this the one that's up above?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, yes, yes.
Yes. Those are kind of neat, and we have those in elves also if you'd like a wreath made with an elf.
Okay.
Has an enhancement kit on it, and, of course, we have poinsettias, the real thing. And we're making monument covers and hanging baskets and all that kind of stuff for the cemetery. And we just got all kinds of good stuff going on.
Well, Delois, we could talk all day about how many different things you have in the shop, but each and every one of them is beautiful, and we hope folks will stop by and check out some of the stuff for themselves. Hopefully they're going to find something that they think will make the perfect gift for somebody.
Well, I hope so. Come on by. I'd like to meet you if we haven't met you. So, and don't forget to shop at home.
That's right.
Yeah.
Delois, have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
I'll be here.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, so those elves are up to no good, huh, Terry?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Get back, Jack. All kinds of fun stuff going on this time of the year. You can always have fun at Down Home Florist. Do go see them. They're our sponsors of the show every Tuesday. And we do want to remind you, we're recording the show today for our website, WXBC1043.com. We've got podcasts of the Bargain Barn, different interviews that Gene does with folks in the morning, also Never Trust a Skinny Cook, which we'll have a brand new episode airing tomorrow, and we'll have that on our website as well. You can stream us anywhere on your smartphone or tablet or computer or wherever you've got internet access. And if you're far away from home, you can keep up with what's going on in Breckenridge County on WXBC1043.com. So we talked about Tiger basketball tonight. Don't forget, coming up Wednesday night, UK basketball, Valparaiso going to be taking on the Cats. Coverage from Rupp Arena starts at 5:30, tip off at 7. And then more BCHS basketball coming up on Thursday night. Fighting Tigers going down to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. They're going to be taking on Muhlenberg County. Tiger Talk with Coach Patrick Critchlow and Houston DeHaven starts around 6:30, tip off at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday afternoon, more Cats. UK takes on Hofstra. So that's going to be at Rupp as well. Coverage starts at 12:30, tip off at 2. There you have it, folks, the weekend sports.
Yeah. I lived in Valparaiso for about a year.
You know,
it's a very pretty community.
Oh, Valpo. That's just almost Chicago, isn't it?
Not far. Yeah,
pretty
it's
close.
About a half hour, 45 minutes away, I guess.
A friend of mine and I played a gig with a legendary country singer's son one time who wasn't as good as his daddy. And he had his daddy's old bus, and he had this crazy bus driver. And we made it to Valparaiso in the quickest
record-breaking time.
Scared me to death. I never played another note with that dude. That was the...
Not going to tell who it was, huh?
white knuckle ride. I said, Lord, if you let me out of this bus...
Wow.
I'll never hit another lick for this fella. I don't care what he pays. And it wasn't very good anyway, so it wasn't really worth it. Oh, you never know about those sons of stars.
The Wizard of Oz Museum in Valparaiso.
In Valpo?
Yes.
That's right. I've heard about that.
Uh-huh.
How cool.
Yeah.
Our neighbors to the north. They're getting snow up there. Do you know it?
Oh, boy.
They can keep it.
They can keep it is right. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I have some round bales of hay. They're 4 by 5 bales and fescue, orchard grass, and clover. I'll take $25 a bale for it if somebody would like 4 bales or more. My number is 756-2330.
That's 756-2330.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bargain Barn is brought to you by Down Home Florist on Ballpark Road. Why don't you folks give us a call? We've got a few more minutes here that we can take your phone numbers down and maybe help you sell something that you're dying to get rid of and put some extra cash in your pocket for the holidays.
We would love to hear from you today. And again, we will remind you that we'll put this up on our website. All kinds of cool stuff going on. Like we were talking about lots of sports, and we were talking earlier about band. Having a band kid in the house, I can tell you they've been working hard on this Christmas music. They really want to put on a good show for you. Go out and support them. Christmas concert, 7 o'clock tonight, BCHS. Before that, 5:30 till 7, they're having a chili and soup supper and an auction. So let's help our band kiddos get ready for their Florida trip. They're so excited about it.
Yeah, good. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I've got firewood for sale, $45 a rig. And I'm also looking for a piece of plexiglass to go in my back window of my pickup truck. I broke it out with a piece of wood the other night. I need a piece to fix my window in my old truck. So you can give me a call at 996-3821.
996-3821.
Thanks.
Thank you. I was giving Braden a ride home the other day from school, and he was singing his one of the Christmas songs. And so I was listening. I love to hear any child that sings. That's so sweet. But he finished, and I said, is that one of the Christmas songs that you're going to be singing in your program?
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I said, have you been practicing it? I don't know. I said, are you supposed to keep a secret so that we don't know what you're going to be singing, and that way everything's a surprise? I don't know, Grandma. This is the first time I've ever done this stuff. I don't know.
He's going to be a natural.
And I went, oh, okay.
He's going to be fine.
Anyway, this is the first time he's ever done this stuff, so he just doesn't know.
Caught him singing.
Yeah.
Embarrassed him. That happens. I've seen that. They clam up on you then.
Uh-huh.
That'll be cute, though. I love it. I asked Anna yesterday when the custard one was. I think she said the 15th.
So. That sounds right.
I'm really excited about that. Those kids always do a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. If that won't get you in the Christmas spirit, then bah humbug.
Absolutely.
You've got
right.
problems. You're a Scrooge if that won't do it.
Well, you know, it used to be that at Ben Johnson, they did it all on one night. And it was so miserably cram-packed into that gymnasium, and folks couldn't see. And so a few years ago, they started dividing it up to where they had a couple of the grades one night. I want to say like the kindergarten through maybe, second or third. I don't remember. But anyway, and then on another night, the older kids did their thing or a play or, something like that. And it made it so much better because then, you as a grandparent or a parent, wasn't stretching your neck or feeling like you wouldn't smack the person in front of you because they were getting in your way. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
But, it makes it nice, though, seriously, that you've got a good view and that you can watch everything that those little ones are doing. Yeah.
Absolutely. So get out and enjoy them. Support them all. Even if you don't have kids and grandkids in school anymore, it would tickle everybody to death at those schools. Those kids are putting in some time.
Yes, they are.
Go see the band. Go see the little kids.
You will see that you will get such a blessing out of it. These kids put their heart and soul into it. And you always have one or two that really stand out in the crowd, whether
you'll get a chuckle
they're
now, that's for sure.
doing something they're not supposed to be, you weren't.
No.
Oh, I remember one little girl last year that she'd go up there, but then she'd leave, and then she'd climb down the bleacher and she'd go somewhere, and then all of a sudden you'd see her head popping up where it wasn't supposed to be. Anyway, she really made the rounds at night.
No, I didn't do that because Nancy Priest would have,
she would have spanked
you. It'd have been bad. Yeah, it'd have been bad. Thanks again to Lois Bell and our friends at Down Home Florist for being our sponsors today. Terry, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, I did too. Hope everybody else has a wonderful day. Be careful if you're going to be out on the roadways. They're a little bit wet and more rain still in the area. So just take a little extra time and caution. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the Bargain Bar. Bye-bye.